It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it, I love the smell of it, I love the feel of it, I love the sound of it. I'm about my money, better have it for me. Say cash is king, well I'm the queen. No disrespect, you will get checked. Got your address, that's with my green. Think about my money, ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted, I am a business. About I'll never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y, I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y, give me all of it, all of it. So you want my money, all this good money. Money in these jeans, it fits so clean. You fitting out it, but can you flip that? Can you make it grow? I'll make the cream. That deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit. I orgasm all transactions in big deals. Don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please.
Make it through for two steps. Got my paper up when my weight is up. To me, it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for noose, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a week gotta eat.
M-O-N-E-Y. Six four six five nine five four zero three eight. Once again, it's 646-595-4038. Welcome to another Heaven Hollywood experience. I'm your host, of course, Heaven Hollywood, sponsored by Dollhouse Radio, dollhouseradio.com, and Jim Morrell, of course. Welcome to another crazy Tuesday night. I'll bring in my crazies, since it's a crazy Tuesday night. We have, from the SODMG, Click, Live, Shorty Boy, 11 p.m.,
the boy Click affiliate. And we got a lot of crazy topics tonight. First off, and Miss OD wanted to bring this topic up last week, but we decided we'd move it for this week. Is your side piece sex game enough to make you want to leave the one you're with? That's what Miss OD wanted to talk about. So if you're dating somebody, would their sex game be enough for you to leave them? 646-595-4038. You want to chime in or not? Trying to see if I get my audio going. Again, that's at 11 p.m. Shorty boy. Do we have sound, audio guy? I'm going to bring in my crazies in a minute. So that's the topic of the night. Side piece sex game enough to make you leave the one you're with. 11 p.m., Shorty Boy, drop by a dope record by him and Soulja Boy, exclusive. Our celebrity news, hot off the block, we'll get it started with. And we can go anywhere you want. Slow Bucks. Snitching. I got the cops involved. Said 50 is responsible for getting his chain snatched. He's hurting his brand. I ain't have told the cops on 50. We have Rihanna and TLC. Now, was TLC out of line for checking Riri? Or was Rihanna out of line for disrespecting the legends that helped her pave the way? We're also going to dabble into Tracy Morgan and get well soon wishes to him and all the craziness that's going on with that whole case. As you know, Tracy Morgan was in some sort of limousine he was getting chauffeured around in. And this trucker that crashed into him. First they were trying to say that the trucker was high, saying he escaped. He was not drunk. Walmart trucker Kevin Rober saying, "I wish it was me, and I can't express how horrible I feel." Now, that's where he's lying. He don't wish it was him. He does not wish it was him. He may feel bad, but you know, good and damn well, he don't wish it was him. That's where he's lying. 646-595-4038. Let me bring in one of my first crazy that arrived. Always seems like he's first one here. My man's in them.
Yo. Good.
Welcome to another Heaven Hollywood experience. Crazy number three. My man's in them. Tonight he's crazy number one.
Appreciate it.
So you should know you're a Queens native.
Yes,
Queens,
yes.
Big up.
Rock
crazy Queens. So Slow Bucks, as we discussed last week, he was on stage with 50, knowing they weren't in the place. But he decided to come on stage anyway. And end up getting, slipping. end up slipping. Got his chain snatched, you know, got a little boot to the face. So he went and told the authorities. And he told them that he believed 50 Cent is involved. How do you feel about that? Now, let's put yourself in slow, let's look at it from two points of view. Let's look at it from Slow Bucks, who is a businessman. He has Slow Bucks clothing, started to pick up a lot of steam. All the rappers were wearing, a lot of rappers were wearing his clothing. So he has a brand. He has a reputation with that brand. He said that 50 Cent and the crew was hurting his brand. So, do you feel as though, now he did get stomped out on stage. Now you're talking millions of people that were looking online.
Well,
give me that. Do you think he should have went to the police with that on against 50?
Hell no.
And why? Because 50 from Queens? Tell me why, without being biased.
Well,
let's just face the facts. This dude is not going to beat 50 Cent up.
Right.
He's not going to beat 50 Cent up. He probably can't do anything with his click.
Right.
And he said that 50 was, from the being up, was ruining his brand. From your point of view, you're saying that you don't think he should have went to the police. What if you were Slow Bucks? Your brand is now at stake. Your reputation is at stake. What would you have done?
Wait, can I ask you a few questions first, like two questions?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I wouldn't have went to the cops, but I would have to know this first. One, did they have beef prior to this? Do you know that or not?
Well, yes. Remember last week, you probably won't remember, I'll refresh your memory.
Yeah.
Slow Bucks was the one who ended up taking the picture with
right.
50 Cent's son, you know, trying to rub it in 50's face, you know, because he knew him and his son was not in a good place.
And 50 Cent.
He also went and made a, not him, but he made some sort, he took a picture with Rick, after 50 co-signed pretty much his company, 50 was the first one to co-sign because, you know, he's from Queens. And after 50 co-signed, I guess he figured, hell, I got to go out and get all the props or whatever I can get. So I'm going to take a picture with Ross. You know, he started DJ Khaled, people that they know, you know, 50 don't mess with. And then on top of that, the picture with the son on the Instagram with all of their middle fingers up, even though they weren't saying anything, it's kind of like a shot. Yo, 50, you know what 50's going to take that as.
Yeah. And wait, so second question, too. Is he a street dude to begin with? Like, does he come across as the street dude?
He doesn't really come across as a street dude. Like I said, he was kind of like a youngin'. That used to run under 50 and them, but, I mean, he does clothing lines, so pretty much. Any dude that's doing clothes ain't no street dude. I mean, unless you know, we know Jay-Z and them don't design the clothes, just their name. Other than them, any dude that is designing clothes are not street dudes.
Just off of GP and shit, just what it is.
Right.
I mean, and that's...
I never really met a tough clothes designer.
No,
Carl Kanai wasn't tough. The FUBU guys, they're all nice guys.
Right. In that case, I asked that because, again, if you're a street dude and you coming across like, yo, so I smacked shit out of anybody, yo, what the fuck, you shouldn't be going to the cops if somebody pound you out. You should handle that in the street. If he was in the street too to begin with, and they didn't
right.
really have beef. They didn't have fighting beef. They had bullshit beef. They didn't have beef like on some on site
well,
about your
well, you, well, let's remember now. 50 bullshit beef becomes real beef when you're dealing with this individual. That's another thing you have to take into consideration. The individual you are dealing with.
That's true too. Definitely. You're right.
We all know that 50 Cent does not play around.
Right.
And everything that starts off as regular beef, as Twitter beef, as whatever, 50 Cent sees you and he's ready to punch you, he's ready to knock your head off. I mean, because that's that type of dude he is. He's you know, he don't believe in all that keyboard killers and mousepad mobster stuff.
I had a
broadband bloods.
Nah, in my opinion, I mean, true story, he should definitely, he shouldn't have went to the cops at all. Like, I mean, I'm always about, you know, handle it, handle it with the person. Don't fucking go to the cops about it. But I was going to say,
right.
if he wasn't about that life and he went upstage really not thinking that they had serious beef like that, and then they did that to him, I mean, I feel him. Like, if I, you know, like you said, if from a business point of view, I mean, he didn't expect that. He thought he was out in the streets for a second and said, oh, shit.
Right.
Is he, you know what I mean? What they doing to me right now.
I tell you this, though. This is the thing. I think once 50 Cent put on his Instagram, that picture is not a good idea. I think he should have pretty much, at that point, should delete the picture.
Yeah.
But by leaving the picture up, you know, trying to be fly. You know.
Nah, you're right. If he had the balls to put that picture up, he should have realized what was going on. Yeah, word.
Now I'm looking at a thing where it says Slow Bucks denies snitching.
Oh, did he?
And then he posts. He denies snitching, and then posts. But see, this is the problem. Slow Buck denies snitching. I mean, this guy wears glasses. He's not tough. Slowpuff responded to rumors of snitching. This is from Vlad.com, Vlad TV. And then fired his own shot at 50, taking a picture of 50 with a cop badge on. Now you see, you're denying snitching, but now you're still. Listen.
Yeah.
See, the snitching shit is getting out of hand. The news conference y'all viewed was not about pressing charges or anything like that. It was about brand management. The brand consultant was explaining the case to a panel of PRs in an attempt to try to pull some bread out of the Slow Bucks brand. However, the media will always show y'all what they want you to see. Well, that's true. We're not entertaining no police. All this from the last time I'm speaking on it. Facts. He also fired back at 50 Cent with a photo of the rapper wearing a cop badge around his neck. He captioned the photo, Snigger 50, a.k.a. 5-0, got some nerve. Who shot me? You think it was Preem, Freeze, or Tata? Lord, forgive me for I've sinned over and over again just to stay on top. Now, I don't know whether he was quoting a 50 rhyme or whatever. And this picture of 50 with a cop badge on it's pretty much probably from a movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, he do movies, so that's not even saying nothing right there, you know.
He does movies, so more than likely it's from a movie, which is absolutely stupid.
Yeah, a little bit. He's asking for it, though. I mean,
right. I mean,
if you want it, go get it, you know. Hey. That's my thing, though. Don't,
six,
get,
four,
don't get beat up again and be talking shit down, you know.
Right. You can't do that.
Right, just take it next time. No, just take the L.
646-595-4038. And so, and he's saying pretty much he's just trying to protect his brand. That's what he's saying pretty much. He's trying to protect his brand. Let's see here. What else we have? I'll tell you this. As far as Slow Bucks goes, if you got your chain tooken, You didn't get shot. You know, you didn't get stabbed. You really should have never been on the stage anyway. I'm going to be honest. I mean, if you know that it's going down and you know this thing with 50, this is not, you know, at this point in time, is not sweet. Why be on the stage? You're kind of asking for it. Now, no one deserves to get embarrassed or beat up or whatever. He's kind of looking for it.
Yeah, at this point. Took his chain.
Rihanna, right, he took his chain and wore it during the performance.
I love that. That was hot.
That's so Queens.
Yeah, that is some Queens shit. Keep on doing what you're doing.
That's a Queens thing. That's something somebody from Queens would do.
Absolutely. I'm not even going
to run Queens.
I'm going to stand here with your chain on, and I dare you to do something about it.
Right.
Word.
646-595-4038. Shorty Boy will be live 11 p.m. straight from the Soulja Boy click. He dropped us a couple of dope records we're going to get into. Rihanna, now, I always hate to see, like, old vets go at it with, you know, new people. Because, well, I'm not going to say new people. I mean, Rihanna's not new anymore. But, you know, Rihanna's new to the game as far as someone like TLC is concerned. And Rihanna seemed to have gotten into it with TLC. Now, this time, I can truly say Rihanna was not looking for problems. She wasn't. I guess TLC felt as though, why, I have no idea. But TLC made a comment during an interview where they were apparently asked about Rihanna, and they responded, you know, something along the lines of, you know, why do you always got to take your clothes off? I mean, every time we turn around, Ma, you got your clothes off. And, you know, we sold millions and millions of records keeping our clothes on. You know, that, and that says a lot. She goes, anybody can sell sex. Said, but, you know, it takes true talent to sell records without selling sex. And she thought, you know, we can do that. But wasn't TLC's first hit called Ain't Too Proud to Beg?
Sure enough.
And that song is about sex. That song is about sex. Now, they had their bodies covered. Best I was like wearing a condom on her eye. I mean, the song was clearly about sex. So, of course, you're not going to say anything on social media and Rihanna not respond. That's just out. I mean, Rihanna responded to Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen don't give a flying fuck. You know, she responded to Charlie Sheen. You better be ready when you throw shots at Riri. Riri is a Twitter beef general. She's a Twitter beef pro, Rihanna. kind of pretty much said, fuck what an old sock thinks. That was her tweet. Then she said, she tweeted a picture that I believe came from a magazine of TLC taking pictures, and they all were covering their breasts. Their breasts were uncovered, but they all had their hands over their breasts. And she just put a little smiley face underneath the picture. After they said, you know, we do it with keeping our clothes on, blah, blah, blah. Rihanna finds a picture online of them holding their breath. How about that, my man's and them?
Say that again?
Rihanna responded with a picture of them holding their breath. She found a picture of them somewhere online.
I heard that part.
Right, so I said, so how about that response?
Oh. No,
and a little smiley face underneath.
Yeah, I hear it, though. It's like, I mean, they all kind of...
paid themselves, pretty much.
Yeah, they were some sexy chicks. So I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But also, I was going to say, too, I mean, I didn't hear the whole thing, but from what I took from it, they never mentioned Rihanna's name. It was just more, they just made a general comment, and Rihanna kind of, I guess, had a guilty conscience.
No, I believe, you know how newspapers are. I believe the newspaper set them up. I believe the newspaper asked them. From what I hear, the newspaper asked them about Rihanna, and they responded. Now, of course, they're saying they never mentioned Rihanna.
Gotcha.
They never mentioned Rihanna, is what they're saying. But every story I've seen is saying that it was asked something about Rihanna, and they singled her out. So, my thing is this. So a lot of people were saying, was Rihanna wrong? I was reading a lot of comments saying, you know what? Those are vets in the game. They paved the way for you. And if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be able to have the, you know, you wouldn't be able to do the things that you're doing. So they should have never, Rihanna should have never responded. And of course, a lot of other people are saying, well, it's just another case of another old act, washed up act, trying to hate on Rihanna because Rihanna's killing it. Who are them? They're finished, blah, blah, blah.
I mean,
you know how people are. Haven't had a hit in years, blah, blah, blah.
I didn't even take it personal, though. To me, that wasn't a diss at all. It was just someone older saying to someone younger, if she was talking to Rihanna, just saying you don't have to, you know, be naked all the time. Basically, it wasn't a diss. I mean, that's
right.
What it is. That's what it is. That's just more someone like your mom telling you that shit. Like, damn, yo, you don't put your damn
right.
Yo, you don't gotta fucking throw your
right.
dick out every goddamn time. You're a woman, you know. Chill.
Right. And a lot of people took it that way.
What she's right in some sense. I mean, Rihanna's sexy just off of GP. So, I mean, she don't... I mean, of course, we like to see it as dudes, but at the same time, as a woman, it's like you letting all these dudes just pretty much, you know, use you as a magazine where you really don't have to do all that. I mean, whatever. If that's how you feel like you got to sell, whatever. But she really doesn't need to, though. She's bad regardless, you know?
Agreed. 646-595-4038. I look at it from both ways. If TLC did mention Rihanna, I think they were out of line. Because if you're going to do that, I think you should make it a general statement. Say something along the lines of, these girls these days, or these new chicks in the game. I don't think you should single her out. Because this makes it seem like she's the only one doing it.
Yeah, that's
when Beyonce as well sells sex. Beyonce's whole new album is about selling sex. With her, about her and her husband sex, but it's still about selling sex. So I don't think she's been singled out. However, Ice-T made a comment one time, and so did Lord Jamar, that I think should hold true as well for any acts that are speaking to people that come before them. Lord Jamar made a very interesting comment. He said, if Chuck D or Africa Bambaataa or, you know, Kool Herc made a comment to me, I would never tell them, shut the fuck up.
Right.
I don't care what they said to me. Said, because I respect the people that came before me. He said, if someone is, and then Ice-T said the same thing. So did KRS-One when the whole Nelly thing went down. KRS-One said, here I am. I'm Blastmaster KRS-One. The temple of hip-hop. Been doing this rap game thing over 25 years. Has given you classics, classic moments. Here's a new jack kid is going to come and talk down to KRS-One, and hip-hop is okay with that?
Sure enough.
You know, if he said, if someone tells me something, dog, I just got to take the L. If Melly Mel or Grandmaster Flash or someone tells me something that, you know, dog, I think you're selling out or, you know, I don't let the, I just have to take the L.
Wow.
So, in a sense, I feel both of them are wrong. If TLC mentioned Rihanna, which from right now everyone's saying she did, I believe that was wrong because I don't think they should have singled Rihanna out because, like I said, she's not the only one doing that. She's just a top dog right now. Miley Cyrus is also selling sex. They're all selling sex. Katy Perry. Why do you think Katy Perry always focusing on her tits? On a cleavage, because she knows everyone loves it. So, I believe they were both wrong. I don't think they should be going back and forth on Twitter, but you know, like I said, that's how Rihanna gets down. Everyone knows that. And you can't say something about her, and then when she fires back her bullets, then run to the, oh, that's the problem with these young chicks. They don't respect nobody and this, that, and the other. You know, if you did not mention Rihanna, as soon as that story hit, they should have been on the phone calling Rihanna. Listen, this story out right now out is false. Don't listen to it. The media just trying to start something, blah, blah, blah. Anything like that. You don't let the story go spread like wildfire and then you come and say, well, we never said anything. It's too late. The horse is out of the barn. 646-595-4038. Shorty Boy coming up top of the hour, 11 p.m. Waiting on Miss O.D. She wanted this topic.
I want that. I'm kind of interested in that topic too. Actually, I'm kind of can't wait to comment on that.
Yeah. Side piece sex game.
Yeah.
We see a lot of side pieces these days, and there are a lot of people in position with side pieces, and And let me be honest with you, I spoke to a lot of people, and a lot of people are telling me, Heaven, I'm going to be honest with you, I've had a side piece now, I'm married, I've had a side piece for 2 years, and it's hard to leave them. You know, especially when you get a side piece that is following all the side piece rules. Knows not to call you at a certain time. Doesn't care. Knows that when you're with wifey, not to call you. She knows what time you should come by. She knows all these things. And she's never violated. And then the sex game is better than what you're getting at home. That's tough.
That's a tough situation.
That's a tough situation because I'm telling you, this is a tough situation to be in because you're saying, and that is wifey. We got a family. We've been together for, 15 years. But this side piece, the sex game, the head game, everything is just ridiculous. And she plays her position. Unless I am just totally sloppy, I'm never getting caught. So they allow them to say, why should I leave her? Because if I do, all I have to do is go without the sex game for about 2 months, and then I'm going to be calling her up again. Or try to start a fight with wife, try to get into a fight. Just to make yourself feel better about having a reason to call your side piece up. starting fights, And not starting fights, but doing stuff that may provoke a fight. Just to make yourself feel better.
So, why not?
I would have to say, let's just put you in that predicament. You got a side chick. You got a wifey. Or, as we said to Miss O.D., you're dating two girls.
Right.
Or you're with a girl, and then you start dating another girl.
Right.
Now, they're pretty much, let's say the girl that you're with, she's got a better job. She is the prettier girl, but this chick is the sexier girl. This chick is cute, but mad sexy. Your chick is mad pretty, and not really that sexy. Not a lot of sex appeal.
Right.
But your chick has the better job. The side piece doesn't have a job, but always got money. Like, how you always got money? Don't work. Host parties and stuff like that.
Right.
Your girl goes to college, has a job, and she goes to college.
Right.
So she's trying to do something with herself.
Right.
You have a kid with your girl, that is not your kid.
Oh, shit.
But, you've been with her. And the side piece don't have no kids. No, let's make the kid yours. So your girl, and that's your kid. But the side piece, the sex game, is not even a contest. Could you see yourself leaving your girl for your side chick? You see yourself saying, you know what, you're no longer the side chick. You're going to be my girl.
Did the side chick know she's the side chick at the time?
She knows she's the side chick.
Yeah, no.
She knows she's the side chick.
That's rule number one, article, section one, article 53. You don't ever leave the girl for a side chick who knows she's a side chick. You just can't do that. It's ridiculous. Complete asshole to do that. Do you want to know why?
Okay. Why?
Because if she knows you got a girl, and she says, fine, I'm going to be your side chick, I'm down with that, great. You know she has it in her to do it again to your ass. With wife,
right.
you have the picture of, no, that's my girl, she would never. You still have that illusion that she would never cheat, unless you did some dumb shit. But with the side chick, you know. It's like every time, so anything, if she come home late one time in your relationship, first thing you're going to say is, you probably out there fucking someone else. You did it to me, you know?
Right. Good point.
I can't.
Okay, let's switch it around.
Okay.
She does not know she's a side chick.
Okay, that's okay. That's more interesting.
So let's say she doesn't. So if she knows she's a side chick, no, you can't do it.
I can't do it, though, because no. I couldn't trust her in the long way. Maybe the first year would be fun.
Couldn't trust her.
5 years from now, I'd be looking at her like, yeah, why you come home late tonight? What the fuck? You know? You used to do the same shit with me.
So, let's say it's just a choice. It's a toss-up between the two.
Okay.
Is that enough to make you make that final decision?
Yeah, I could see that happening, yeah. And, unfortunately, I don't know if most girls get this, but unfortunately, guys are sexual beasts. Girls, they're more emotional beasts, you know? So sex,
right.
You give me the, you know, to turn my mind around and have me going crazy every time we fuck. That'd be enough. You mess around and be like, you know what? You know what? It is boring in this bed with this chick, but this chick be having it popping, son. Yeah, I'm going to have to make that move. Yeah, I can see a nigga doing that. Word. Especially if everything else lines up, the looks and everything like you said, too. Yeah, man. Definitely can see it happening. Word. You mess around, leave your girl for a freak girl who give head. Like, your girl don't give head and the side chick do give head. You fuck around, leave just for that. You know what I mean? Shit.
Right.
What?
And so pretty much, if it's even keel,
yeah,
neither one of them know, you might go with the side chick.
Yeah, it can, you know. I can see it happening. I'm not going to say I would, but I could definitely, if someone did it, I wouldn't be mad at them. I'd be like, I feel you. Hey, you know, that's what happens. Fuck it. I see your point. You can't have a chick who's boring in bed. I mean, at first you're getting off by the looks, but imagine you get Beyonce and she whacking bed. At first you'd be happy. After a while, you'd be like, this bitch, you know, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
All you got to have to deal with is the fact that you get beat.
So, side chicks, because right now, trying to turn around, somebody's either leaving their wife for a side chick or getting caught with a side chick and it's ruining their relationship. Let me ask you a question. And people ask this question all the time, and you always get different answers. Sometimes guys get no answer. Sometimes guys don't want to answer the question, blah, blah, blah. Girls, I always get this question from wifey. She always goes, if a guy isn't happy, why does he gotta cheat? Why not just leave the girl? If he isn't happy with the chick, why does he have to cheat on her? Why can't he just leave her? That's what I get a lot of, a question asked.
What's your answer on that one?
I always say, babe, it's just not that easy. Because most of the time that a guy cheats, it's cheating for some sort of physical or sexual reason.
Yep.
9 times out of 10, they're cheating for a physical or sexual reason. Now, the 10th time might be, okay, because this girl holds you down, gives you money, this and your girl's not having it. But that's only 10, you know, that's not often. But most of the time it's some sort of physical, something physical. Most of the time. So I told you, you know, it's just, you're not willing to throw away, every, you know, you weigh your things out and say, listen, yeah, I'll fuck her. But I don't think I'm willing to just give up.
Right.
You know, what I have going with this, I have, you got history, you know, you got, you know, you're stable, you got stability, you know, you might have kids, you know, stuff like that. You might know for a fact, as far as the boyfriend-girlfriend thing goes, I got a good one. You know, I got wifey material, or as they say. Now, I know this chick isn't here, isn't wifey material. I know that.
Right.
But she sure is bedroom material. So that's why I said, now, if you are in love with your jump off or another person, then yes, by all means, you should leave one of them. Because if you have now caught feelings for another broad and you got wifey at home, yeah, I would not... So what I'm looking for, I would not suggest that you drag that along too long. Especially once you realize that you are in love with two chicks. Gotta make some sort of decision. If you're just humping one, and you know for a fact that if wifey ever said, it's me or her, and by the time she got the word her, you're like, oh, it's you, well, without a doubt. You know, if she said, stop or I'm gone, and you know without a doubt you'd stop. I told her, you can't, I mean, dudes aren't going to leave day chicks for that.
Exactly.
It's physical. It's just physical.
Yeah, it's hard for girls.
I know. It's hard for them to swallow. I know it. I know it's hard for females to swallow. But dudes have sex with chicks that they are not in love with. Happens.
Can I comment on something else that hopefully girls are listening to this?
Yes.
Not 100% of the time, ladies, but 90 to 95% of the time, you can keep your man from cheating if you fucking keep this nigga balls empty. You can't not have sex for 2 months. And they say, well, why is he cheating on me?
Exactly.
Like, he's
right.
Son. You know? Even if you don't, not to say you should force yourself, but you can't not have sex for a whole year and then get mad for him for fucking slipping up and fucking somebody. Like,
right.
You can't do that. It sucks, but that's what it is, you know? Guys are physical. We like to have sex. So if you're not giving it to me.
Exactly. And I don't want to hear the oh yeah, women love. I always laugh at that notion. Oh, just God, you just don't understand. Women love sex just as much as God. No, they don't.
No, they do not. The fact that a woman can go months with no problem, like not even a breath, not even a hiccup, they can just, all right, fuck it, I'm good. You know what I mean? I don't like the way he talks to me.
Months.
A guy can have a fight with the chick and still be like, all right, so we having sex right after the fight, during the fight. Bitch, I hate
right.
you. We fucking right now? All right. Nothing to do with emotions. You know? I know we just had this fight, but before we go to bed, let's get it popping. You know? Girl,
right.
I don't like
it. Oh, yeah. Well, my ex used to do it all the time. We'd fight all day. and still get it popped at night. Don't even talk, and afterwards don't even talk to each other.
Right, yeah. It's nothing to do with each other. Completely unrelated. Guys can do that. Girls cannot do that.
Right.
Girls will be like, he fucking, he looked at you, had an attitude all day. He ain't getting none of my shit. Word. Just like that. Fucking Sahara does it just because you had attitude. Most girls, they all jump off.
Most girls, right. That's why I said I don't want to hear that about all women love sex just as much as men. I never believed in that, ever.
Right.
So 646-595-4038, the side chick and the wifey. Anybody in that position, would you leave your side chick? I mean, would you leave your wifey for your side chick? Take a look at some of these side chicks, though. My God.
They have a
it's
good argument.
Rough out there.
They had a good argument.
Sheesh.
Make you
think. You're looking like, holy. Yeah, it's tough out there.
Especially looking at the Portland
The Portland Day Parade. Thanks. Nice segue, because I'm going into that. You know me.
Yes, yes.
I have to talk about the Belmont Stakes. So before we get into 11 p.m., we're going to be dealing with Shorty Boy. But 11 p.m., this weekend, I see India just... My boss, India, just tweeted me, not true, we like sex. Yeah, well, you.
Right. Well, yeah. No,
you.
No comment with the boss.
Right.
Some
India, you need to teach some sort of class.
Yeah, some do. We're not saying all of them, just most of them. Not all of them. But like I said,
need to go to the class of India.
Word. You ask any guy, can they go months without having sex? Hell motherfucking no. I know mad girls who would do that shit without even thinking about it. It's like, fuck, I don't need to have sex, whatever. Just straight, whatever.
Exactly. And some of them won't even have a toy either.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
I don't care. There's no man who's worthy of it, and fuck that, I don't need no.
Exactly. I'm earning myself, and ain't no guy gonna take my... Ain't nobody more important than me, and blah, blah, blah. But all the time.
Gabby starving.
And I'm like, God, I'm sitting there like, how is this bitch going so long?
We're losing weight, fucking going through issues and shit, staying up late at night and shit, thinking about it. You know
what I But I'm, speaking of women, and 7 minutes, we're going to be joined by Shorty Boy. Speaking of women, I'm not at the Belmont Stakes. Tell wifey, all right, I'm going to the Belmont Stakes, blah, blah, blah. All right. I go out to check out my guys from ESPN, my boys Robin Lundberg, Ryan Rucco, all them dudes. And this is my thing. Fuck a club, fuck a bar, and fuck social media. You need to get your ass out to the Belmont Stakes if you want women.
Oh, wow. Really?
It had to be. You know, because you know women already outnumber men 2-1.
Right.
It had to be 106,000 people there.
Right.
So I'm going to assume... Since women outnumber men 2-1, but it is a sporting event, I'm going to assume it was at least 60,000 women.
I hear that. Damn. Shit.
With sundresses, hats, drunk, and no panties.
I hear that. Never thought about that.
Now, because you know they're drunk because they're drinking and they're watching the race and they're spending their money and they're spending a lot of money, so you know they're rich. no panties because they got sundresses on.
Right.
I said, if you can't catch a female out here, please hang your dick up and kill yourself. Do me that favor.
Just give up.
Just give up. Because there is the numbers are too great. 70,000 to 80,000 females with hats.
With hats.
With hats on. Sundresses and no panties.
Good combination.
And you got dudes going around here raping chicks. Saying, forget it, I can't get a girl, I'll get a dude.
Word. Killing chicks because they can't get no panties.
Killing chicks!
Let's talk about that.
Exactly! Perfect segue. Good job, you. Killing people because he can't get no ass. All that loser that killed them girls last week, all he has to do is wait two more, what was that, 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago? All he has to do is wait two more weeks and come to the Belmont.
He's been good. He's been popping.
That's all he had to do. Wait 2 weeks and come to the Belmont.
Word.
You would have forgot those broads back in college.
Some New York chicks.
646-595-4038. Let me take a phone call real fast. We're going to get Shorty Boy on here. Let's hold on a minute. Let's jump into this record first. Now jump into the record. And then we're going to come back at the top of the hour. Shorty Boy. There's a joint he got here with Soulja Boy called Why You Mad. We're going to jump into that. Hopefully we'll be coming back with Shorty Boy on at. All right, we're back. Everybody back on? My man's in them?
Yo.
We're back. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Let's get into this record, and we're coming right back with the boy, Shorty Boy. Let's check this record out right here. Shorty Boy. Let's do it.
No, I hate to see you down, man.
Baby, slap her on the ass. Got it. I'ma fuck her, get that head in the dash. She said she wanna fuck a nigga, cuz a nigga got the money. Down.
had to kick them out. Leave a baby mama out. Hey, we make it plain.
Coming to you straight from the ATL.
What's happening?
What's in the building? What's good, brother?
Hey, what's going on? You already know SRD Money Gang in the building.
Hold on, man. Checking in.
All right, man. No problem. We've got the boy Shorty Boyd here live on WBLOK Radio, Dollhouse Radio with Heaven Hollywood Experience. My man, thanks for checking in. I know you on a crazy schedule. Let everybody know right now, man, the things that's just been popping off for you lately, because I've been seeing you on Twitter just going back and forth, you know, from place to place. Let everybody know what you're doing right now and what's got you so busy.
Yeah, man. My big brother, my CEO, told you got me busy, bro. I'm out here working. I mean, I'm just being blessed, you feel me, working on new music. Now, I mean, dropping a lot of new songs. Now, I mean, dropping videos every other week. You feel me? Draw like 4 videos a week. You feel me? Just putting in that extra rate. You feel me? About to put SODMG on top of his game. You feel me? Nigga, we made it.
Right. So, let everybody know how you got locked up with Soulja Boy.
Man, Soulja Boy found me on the internet like 2 years ago. He always told me he was in my movement. And I mean, he seen himself in me. You feel me? So he showed me love. And yeah, it just hit me up, and I flew out there with him. And ever since then, it's just been Money Gang. You feel me?
Right. Now, and we are talking to Shorty Boy on Twitter. The Twitter game is popping. I am Shorty Boy. Make sure y'all add that, brother. Explain the movement. Explain the movement of the SODMG movement to everybody out there that may not be familiar with it. It's all over the social media, so everybody should know. Explain everybody the movement.
Our movement about straight cash money, man. You feel me, Soldier? We know what we need. We need money, and we're about positivity, you feel me? Like, we just want everybody to look at us as, like, positive young brothers is actually, you know what I mean? We want everybody to know it's possible, you feel me? Other young black men, you know what I mean? We flexing, I mean, we give back, though, you feel me? So we're all about giving back, you feel me? And generating money to help our families, you feel me? And help others, you feel me? We all about bossing up.
Right.
We all about cash, you feel me? Music.
And absolutely. And we're talking to Shorty Boy, SODMG, in the building. When you're working with Soulja Boy, because a lot of people... He's been in the game, you know, for a minute now, and he popped off at a young age. So I think a lot of times because he popped off young, a lot of people forget how old he is. So
right.
when he takes the criticism and the backlash, I think a lot of people forget exactly that this young brother popped off still as a kid. You know, he had to learn the business going along. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So.
It's like he became a businessman over the time, you feel me? He was 16, now he's 23, you feel me? Making all that money, know what I mean? And then you signing these artists, and everybody ain't doing right, you feel me? You go through a lot of bullshit, excuse my language, you feel me?
Right.
You go through a lot of war with different people, you feel me? From management to everybody you thought had your back, didn't have your back, you feel me? So all that money, it bring problems, you feel me? And that's, it really mess your head up, you feel me? So, I mean, that's what they forget. And he actually was in it since he was 16, you feel me? He grew up in it. So now it's like, you know how it goes, bro. You know what I'm trying to say, bro. He had to boss up, bro.
Absolutely.
And that's what it is. People understand he just bossed up, bro. He's 23 years old. He's a young boss.
I'm imagining him. What you got for me?
Nah, I was about to say, because you said that Soulja Boy just hit you on the internet one day. How did that feel as an artist? Y'all know you felt like the king of the world. Son's hitting you up, asking you, you know, trying to sign you and shit.
That was love, bro. It was crazy because he Soulja Boy, you feel me? So I'm like, damn, I'm actually in the hood. I'm sitting in the hood, and Soulja Boy in my DM talking about, man, I really rock with your music, man. I want to sign you to SONMG. That really, everybody around me thought it was fake, you feel me? So I actually had to smile that way.
Right.
And I mean, they seen me. It was just really a blessing, bro. It just God, you feel me? I was shocked at first.
Absolutely.
I was real shocked. And I was like, oh, shit, this is crazy.
So, now what about some of the other acts? Like some of the, have you worked with some of the other guys from, SODMG, what about some of the other projects that y'all got together?
Yeah, man, I'm working on helping Soulja Real brother right now, Soulja Blood brother. He rapping now, you feel me? His name is Lil 100. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at Lil 100 SODMG. That's Soulja Blood brother, you feel me? We're working on putting him in the studio and getting his projects together, you feel me? A-Golf, a member of the Money Gang, you feel me? I work with him. We got projects coming out, you feel me? Paul Allen. I wrote with the whole squad, bro. You feel me? We're a movement. We're a team, so we got to move like a team. You feel me? Everybody work together. Everybody
right.
Cool. Everybody focused to get money. We just getting features and we getting money. We just taking people girlfriends. That's it.
Nigga, we made it.
Nigga, we made it.
Now, what about some of, like I always said, I always said, especially for athletes and artists, I always said that Twitter and social media is kind of like the gift and the curse. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable medium, you know, to promote yourself. And but it also has its negativity, and it also has its downfalls. You know, I remember I follow Soulja. So I remember him a couple of times saying, "Fuck this," signing off. You know, deleting his account. Coming back.
That's how, it
how do you deal
go
with
through so much?
Yeah.
You go through people who really don't even know you. You go through people who make fake pages. It don't even be them for real.
Right.
You feel me? Like,
right,
they have
right.
40 followers and they have the most shit to say about you. Like, you feel me? That shit drive you crazy. You feel shit back to back. You know, them people don't know you personally. You feel me? So that really what
right.
it be, bro. Like,
but it is hard. It's got to be hard. And you're right. You're right. They don't know you personally, but it's got to be hard to kind of control your emotions. How do you go about dealing with, because you know that, you know, you're out there doing something, you know, Soulja Boy picked up. How do you go about dealing with the hate that comes to you on social media?
I'm a stoner, man. I smoke my weed and I get in the booth and I laugh at this shit. You feel me? That's all I do. I smoke weed. I smoke, boy. Once I get in, I see all this shit, I laugh. I smoke. I get in the booth. I drop a video. And then I really be laughing. I'm like, mad. Now I got him really mad. You feel me? That's why I sent y'all
right.
a new thing. I got a Soulja Boy called Why You Mad. We basically just dropped that song. You feel me? And it's basically, why everybody mad? Why? Can we get money? We ain't doing that wrong. You feel me? We give back. You feel me?
Perfect segue. Let's go into that joint. Why y'all mad? Soulja and Shorty, why you mad? You're on the Heaven Hollywood Experience. Yeah.
Making blows. I can make your hoe, make a rich. Why you mad at her? She a dude, did a Why you mad? Why does she do anything for me? Why you mad?
Why you mad, nigga?
Why you mad? Why you getting mad? She making cheese. Why you mad?
Honey, saying one day. All of my pagay. All my niggas getting money. Each and every way, and I fuck with this bitch, I fuck this hoe yesterday. I was smoking loud pack, I was high to my face. I was grind leaning, sipping lean, and my Maserati. Pockets fat, pockets stupid fat, you know I'm guap. Then it's mouth shopping, me and Shotty boy. Drop the top up on my right, you know your money boy.
Huh?
Giuseppe Zanatti, Maserati, matte black. I snap by paparazzi.
Whoa.
I'm smoking Kush, they fat blunts. I'm Soulja DiBiase, and all my niggas getting money. We bossed up like Gotti.
Like Gotti.
Yeah.
I take your hoe, make her rich. Why you mad?
Whoa.
She a dope, did it get rich? Why you mad?
Damn.
Make your bitch bounce on my dick. Why you mad?
Whoa.
Why you mad? That hoe getting rich. Why you mad?
Make your hoe celebrate. Why you mad? She'll do anything. Why you mad? 646-595-4038. Wow. So going up after he says he wants to sign you, if that's not enough, how is it in the being in the booth with Soulja Boy? When you're thinking like, I cannot believe that this is Superman. So this is, you know, so I mean, are you looking at it like, how's that feeling, bro? Being in the studio with Soulja Boy.
Man, it's a blessing, dog. I just feel like it's God, bro. Like, it's even more crazy when you got to sleep in the same house with him. Soulja Boy upstairs,
right.
And you downstairs. Nigga, I can't even, you can barely go to sleep when I first got around, you feel me? I was like, damn. And he'll call me upstairs. He'll come wake me up out of my sleep. It'd be 5 o'clock in the morning. Picture Soulja Boy just running up to you, waking you up, trying to get you to look at a video game at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck? This is like a movie, you feel me? It's crazy, bro.
Right.
I really feel it. I mean, I appreciate everything Soulja do for me, you feel me? He showed me love, you feel me? So, you know, I like him. FOD money, guys.
And now, when is the project dropping? And let everybody know, you know, what city you're going to next, where they can catch y'all at, and just big up the movement, brother.
I'm going to get ready to go to next week. Oh, this week or next week, I'm about to be with Soulja. You feel me? I'm from the Andre Flat, that's California.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know I'm going to be extra turned up, you feel me? So, we're going to have to make sure we got y'all. Support, you know what I mean? So I can be retweeting out everything from the radio station y'all got up there going on. We ain't actually got a date right now because I'm actually be going out there to shoot the Why You Mad video, the one that y'all just played, you feel me? So we about to shoot the video today. We about to turn up real star. We about to kill the summer. Me and Soulja birthday is in July, you feel me? So you already know we can turn up in July.
Y'all going to turn up.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Wow, man.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, man. Now, Shorty, man, I appreciate you checking in with Dollhouse Radio, man. I know you're about to hop the flight soon, a couple of days back to the west side. I know you got a lot of things going on, man. Just shout out to Twitter, man, and make sure you get that drop to us, brother.
Oh, yeah, you already know, but I got you on that drop, bro. It's like the video?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, bro, I got you, bro. Dollhouse Radio, you already know we rocking the strong way. Shout it, boy, FOD Money Gang. My Twitter at I Am Shout It, boy. Make sure y'all also follow my artist, man, Casino Guap, you feel me? That's my artist at One Casino Guap, you feel me? He up in his truck.
Make sure you tweet that. Make sure you tweet your artist out.
You already know. We finna set it up. We gonna turn up. Nigga, one minute.
Yes, sir, man. The man, Shorty, in the building, man. Yo, thanks for checking in with the Heaven Hollywood Experience and Dollhouse Radio, man. And continued success to y'all. All
right, man. You already know. S-O-D-M-G.
Absolutely. There's some positive brothers, man, doing their thing.
Doing their thing. That's what's up.
You know,
man.
So.
That must have been
that's
crazy. Imagine you on the internet and somebody, or somebody hit you up.
Yeah. Right.
That's crazy.
And,
that's what's up.
And you know, Soulja from you know, the time, regardless of what people have to say about his music or that. He was running shit for a while.
I mean, I don't know his old deal. I heard he's still kind of doing it. I mean, producing and shit. I heard he's still getting money. You know what I mean? I don't know how true that is, but I mean, yeah, he be producing a lot of people's shit. I heard he be doing beats and shit. How true that is, you know. My goodness, my man's in there. Am I back online?
You are back online.
What is going on with the audio? We do apologize to the listeners and viewers out there. 646-595-4038. So, to recap what we stated, back to the jump-off groupie thing. You were saying if she knows she's a side chick, then there's no way you're leaving the wifey, regardless of how good the sex game is, correct?
No, hell no. Definitely not leaving the wifey.
But if she doesn't know she's a side chick, then there's a possibility that the sex game and head gate could end up trumping everything else.
Absolutely. Definitely a good selling point.
So, Miss OD didn't get a chance to weigh in on this because she could not make it. We also discussed the whole Rihanna TLC thing. You said you didn't have an issue with, if you had to pick a right and wrong in that situation, let's say TLC mentioned Rihanna's name. Should Rihanna have just taken the L because, you know, listen, it's coming from TLC, you know, respect in the game, they did it for the females, blah, blah, blah. You know, instead of, or come back with something along the lines of, well, that's their opinion, I respect it, they help females out in this game, blah, blah, blah. And let me take a phone call. I think this is our boss, my man's in them.
Oh, I know what she want to talk about. I bet your money she want to talk about that.
You're on the Hollywood experience.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
310.
Can you guys hear me?
Now I can. Why do you always do that, by the way?
I don't know. I put my phone on you all the time. Oh, my God.
You always say,
hey,
can
guys.
You guys hear me? Hey, how are you, India? This is the boss of Dollhouse Radio, India Morrell. She's coming. I guess you come on to defend our notion that women do not like sex as much as men. Every woman is not you. Every woman don't have the sex drive that you have.
Then they should be. Because that's boring. You said that somebody can go without sex for how long?
Months.
There
are women, I know women who can go, that have went without sex for months. And not even with a boy.
Boring.
I even blink.
Boring.
I know women, and they put it through their man, and I tease them for it. Because it's like, your man, whatever, he didn't make you happy, whatever happened. But what does that have to do with being horny and sex? You know what I mean?
Nothing.
So you tell us how. We'll put it in your position. Could you leave your side dick? Could you leave your main dick for your side dick?
No. Mm-mm. That's why he's a side. He's a side. You don't leave the side. You don't leave your main for the side. You can, if you're going to fool around, then
right.
I guess you fool around. But I'm not going to leave my man for a side piece.
Great.
No.
But
no,
what
never.
If, and I gave you the scenario, what if, you know, the side piece, the side dick is better than the main dick?
because it's, I mean, even though sex is most, it's like half of the relationship, the other half counts too. So if my man is doing all the other stuff right, I'm not leaving him because we ain't working it out sexually right now. We can figure that out. It's things I can teach him or, you know, tell him what he's not doing to get him right. So, yeah, I'm not going to, I'm not going to the side piece.
You're 6 years in and this is the best it's going to get.
Right. Does it change the scenario? No, that's not true.
Let's just say it is true. Let's just say you've been with this dude 6 years and you know that it ain't. You've tried whatever you need to try.
Right.
You know pretty much this is it.
Okay. Then you need to find another man like your man you had and better. I'm not going to go with a side piece. That's like you saying that you're going to take a thot and make her your girl. Like, I'm not trying to make a side piece my man.
Doing it left and right.
They are, and they're stupid. And they're stupid. They're coming out looking stupid because these girls are putting their cocks out on Instagram and all kind of stuff. Like, come on, really? That's what a cock's supposed to do.
Nelly dropped the Shanti for Floyd Mayweather's chick.
Mm.
You see it all the time. Guys are, you know, Paul George from the Pacers was dating Doc Rivers' daughter who's going to be a doctor. And then he knocked up a stripper during a yacht party.
Tiger wife the stripper.
Tiger wife China.
Wow. Yeah. I think guys today have really lost their values, and I think they're deciding to downgrade. But I'm not downgrading. I'm gonna say my last has to be better. My next has to be better than my last. Play like that.
That's
so I'm not downgrading.
Anyway, yeah. we're gonna get more into this next week. We'll have some more crazy topics next week. Hopefully, I should be expecting my other two crazies back. My man's in them. Thanks for holding it down. We do apologize once again for the technical difficulties, and we're going to be signing off. India, we'll be tuning in to all the shows. Remember, Dollhouse Radio 7. Nights a week.
Yes, and have sex, you guys. Have sex with your men. Stop letting them go all those days without sex.
Boring.
Okay.
Boring. Good night, everybody.
Boring.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't no that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.